Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. We're going to air the grievances today because there ain't no tomorrow, at least no live Devils tomorrow, but you'll live. We'll do a best of. Another great show, you know, Hall of Fame quality. We'll plug it in. We'll be back on Monday. But anyways, you can be a part of this show. We're not done yet. It's not quite party time yet. That comes a little later, except for Evan. He's drinking now.
844. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
So good. 844-967-2789. I would like to give all of you a little update, you know, a little news break on the convoy people. They've been in D.C. now for going on 2 weeks. And there are some Wisconsin truckers. They got a meeting with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Apparently, that will happen in Brown County, Green Bay, Titletown, if you will, tomorrow. And the press is invited to, you know, come interview Ron after the big trucker meeting, the confab, if you will. Now, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson did host some of the official trucker convoy people in D.C. Him and his buddy Ted Cruz had him up to the Senate office buildings. Well, apparently Ron's going to meet with him up in the district. And so anyways, if there are any newsworthy updates coming from there, we'll tell you about it. But coming out of D.C., there's some troubling news. Let me read from this article. For the past couple of weeks, drivers in the so-called People's Convoy, who have been circling the Beltway in Washington, D.C., have been upset that commuters in the city have given them a rude reception. Last week, for example, Daily Beast reporter Zachary Patrizio captured a video of a trucker complaining about how many drivers in the area had given him the middle finger. You go around the Beltway, birds are flying everywhere. That's the kind of people that live up here. You know, it's a different world. D.C. is a different world. Now, however, Patrizio brings word that the People's Convoy truckers, and what a beat this poor bastard from the Daily Beast has. Patrizio's been hanging out with these guys for like 2 weeks, driving round and round the I-495, you know, the D.C. Beltway, if you will. Anyways, now, however, Patrizio brings word that the People's Convoy truckers are convinced that people who don't like them must be part of a broader operation by the anti-fascist group Antifa. Now, here's a quote. Patrizio quotes the truckers. Today, while circling the Beltway, the People's Convoy became increasingly paranoid over standard commuter cars they believed to be filled with Antifa. Now, here's the quote. Apparently, he's quoting one of the convoy guys on the CB. Six Antifa vehicles, a trucker said over the CB radio. Keep your hands on a swivel, another trucker yelled. Additionally, Patrizio reports that some convoy truckers have now made their way into D.C. and are feeling triggered because so many people in the city are telling them to go home. There is no evidence that Antifa is trying to disrupt the convoy, and it's more likely the explanation is that commuters on the Beltway simply don't like having their drive slowed down. Oh yeah, that seems logical. Could it be that? It could be. It might be. But I did see some other news on the convoy, other than the fact that apparently, you know, Rojo's meeting with a few of the sympathetics up in Green Bay tomorrow. Lines of cars blocks traffic during the People's Convoy protest at National Mall in D.C. after its request to set up a trucker encampment and block off a mile of streets around the National Mall is denied. So did you get all that? They want to shut down the streets of D.C. They want the municipality to permit that. Give us a permit. We're going to shut you down. Please, could you give us a permit? So that was denied. So they were coming anyways, heading to the National Mall in protest of the fact the municipality wouldn't permit them to shut down the city. But apparently some people, you know, maybe it's Antifa, they've taken matters into their own hands. Here's a little bit more. The People's Convoy has completed its 2,600-mile, 11-day journey across the U.S., rolling into the Capitol just days ago. The protesters are now driving around the National Mall and through D.C., honking their horns and handing various American flags. Pardon me, I bet that's supposed to say hanging various American flags from their cars. They also painted signs on their car windows with "Freedom in 2022 Convoy." Oh, and here's a classic. "Let's go, Brandon." Yeah, I got to paint that on your car just to let people know the kind of person you are. Organizer Brian Brazzi, 37, attempted to get a permit for the National Mall to be used as a trucker encampment. A trucker encampment, but was denied. He also attempted to get miles of roads by the mall to be blocked off for 12 days for demonstrations, but was rejected. Senator Ted Cruz, he's been very sympathetic to this cause. Cancun Ted has shown his support for the People's Convoy earlier this week after riding shotgun in a trunk and thanked protesters for fighting. You know, it's always a good fight. Ted not so much known for good fights. A long line of People's Convoy drivers with cars covered in American flags blocked traffic around the U.S. Capitol Wednesday. That was yesterday, while blaring their horns. The People's Convoy, which picked up steam in the U.S. after Canadian truckers' Freedom Convoy protesting vaccine mandates blocked the border earlier this year. They completed their 2,600-mile, 11-day journey across the U.S. Two D.C. days ago. And yesterday, the caravan blocked traffic in endless lines outside the National Mall and painstakingly blared horns, causing local drivers by to scream "go home" at them and to block public buses. Many protesters decorated their cars with variations of the American flag, particularly the Betsy Ross, and the Confederate flags. Confederate flags, this is foreign press. This isn't local folks reporting this. Both of which are frequently used by the far right and have been embroiled in racist controversy. They also painted 2022 Convoy, "Faith over fear, your choice, freedom." And people are united on their windows as they persistently honked, antagonizing locals trying to drive through the city. The protesters originally planned to make it to D.C. by the State of the Union on March 1st. But the convoy started out too late. Yeah, a little poor planning. Although its message has become unclear in recent days, seemed a little unclear when they departed, if it's gotten a little unclear, I can't understand why. Hand-painted signs on car windows indicated most are there still for the original reason in both the U.S. and Canada, protesting COVID-19 mandates that Crudy would point out no longer exist. They're protesting the former mandates, apparently, still angry. Bring back the McRib sandwich. They're the same short sorts that drive up to McDonald's and want their Shamrock Shakes in June. And they want to talk to your manager. D.C. resident Michael Willie, who posted a video on social media of the convoy honking and snarling traffic yesterday, is a rideshare driver. He told the DailyMail.com that he agrees with their right to protest as long as they don't block the free flow of goods, services, and people. Here's a quote. "We all really don't need any more traffic than we already have here," he told the Daily Mail. The vehicles have taken to driving through the streets after the National Mall Park Service denied their permit application submitted by the lead organizer, the brilliant Brian Brazzi. You talked about him many times recently. When asked on the application if Brazzi believed there was any information indicating that any individual, group, or organization might seek to disrupt the activity, Brazzi wrote, "Antifa, a left-wing anti-fascist, anti-racist group." Antifa might try to break up this big convoy encampment. Brazzi also claimed the 10,000 to 100,000 protesters would show up to the National Mall, despite reports that the number of participants had thinned out to around 500 in Maryland. Yeah. 500. No, I'm sorry. You do not win the showcase. That's a little low. In addition, the group requested a large area to be blocked off for protesting from 12th Street to 3rd Street between Madison and Jefferson Drives, which covers almost a mile off the National Mall and would block several Smithsonian museums. It also requested the blockade to last 12 days from March 14th to 26th. It's unclear how long the caravan plans to stay and what it will do while in D.C. I suspect day drinking. A little bit more, and we'll bring this thought to completion. Despite the rejection, protesters have been jamming up DC's already terribly congested I-395. I thought it was the 495. Somebody correct the record. Is it the 395 or the 495, the Beltway in DC? In addition to causing a loud ruckus in the streets, they've tied up DC police's phone lines at a meeting on Tuesday where organizer Mike Landis said the idea of tearing the fence down at the White House and hanging politicians was extremely enticing. Did you catch all that? Organizer Mike Landis said the idea of tearing down the fence at the White House and hanging politicians was extremely enticing. Other organizers have instead called for protesters to break the police phone lines by calling constantly. Oh, that's so fun. It is illegal to make a false emergency call. It is also unknown if the protesters have been breaking the police lines through phone calls. DC police tried to block the People's Convoy from entering Washington by blocking highway exits to the city and boxing in cars they thought were part of the convoy, but to no avail. Senator Ted Cruz was seen supporting the convoy earlier this week, riding shotgun in a truck, and later was pictured by Brasi as he thanked the COVID-19 mandate protesters for standing up for every man, woman, and child in America. Sorry, I got to go to Cancun soon, like now. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Your Friday Eve grievances. Aram here. Jake from Milwaukee, how you doing, man?
Hey, yeah, have you heard? If you're interested in picking up some Ukrainian orphans, I guess Tim Rantham is having a trailer sale out by the Wisconsin Republican Party's main office. Just in case you want to know.
Where do the Ukrainian orphans factor into him selling off a trailer or whatever you're saying?
Because Rantham is crazy. I mean, that guy is just stupid. I mean, unfortunately, he has some power. Not much, but...
Reporting overnight, the little kerfluffle at the Wisconsin State Capitol yesterday? Speaker Robin Voss met with the fringe of the right wing, the decertify the election and take back the 2020 Electoral College vote sort of people. And Rantham was there in the crowd. And the headlines that I'm reading over at the Raw story, and I'm saving this one for next hour, Jake, but they describe a near fist fight. They're coming to fisticuffs. Yeah, they're going to blows at the Capitol, Jake.
Well, the thing is, I'd put money down on Rantham or that Voss runs real fast. I mean, he looks like he's a fast runner.
You think if there was a physical confrontation that Rantham, Ram Jam, as we like to call him, the former Glory Days Campbell Sport High School basketball star by his apparent own memories, you think he'd beat Robin Voss's ass?
I just think so, just based on, I don't know, because, you know, Voss usually is a smart guy, but he's losing this one. But just
stupidity. Don't you think, as Rantham charged at him, you know, like a big bear, don't you think that Robin Voss would stab him in the ribs with like a prison shank?
Well, that's true. I mean, Voss is kind of slimy. I mean, who knows? But I think, you know, overall, straight to a fight, I think Rantham would win just by girth alone. Plus, he's
let's not pick on big guys.
Crazy. Okay, I know. I'm a big guy myself. But also, don't you think the whole trucker convoy blocking traffic would be a great thing for the Republicans to start doing when voting season starts really kicking in fall? I think
blocking like polling stations, you're saying, Jake?
No. I'm saying blocking. Well, they'll probably do that, but blocking the roads between Madison and Milwaukee. They could put their banners up saying how Republican they are and that you can see it when you're not able to get home at all. I mean, wouldn't that be a great way to advertise and to politic your message to the rest of Wisconsin by blocking all the roads and making it hard?
Well, Jake, I think I like your snark, but sometimes you confuse me. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Don't confuse me. I confuse easy.